but what are spiritual faculties from the word? These are mental faculties that enable you to understand spiritual teaching. Understand or not? That's why it's called spiritual faculty. The other one, pancha nivarana, the five mental hindrance, they are mind state that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So understand this. Don't simply parrot, rattle through memory. Five mental hindrance. Whoa. Sensual desire, you will sloth and torpor, restless or my doubt. But do you understand? If you don't understand, no meaning. That one is theory, Dhamma knowledge. But when you understand, you become beautiful. So spiritual faculty that enable you to understand spiritual teaching, we go through and we develop the understanding how we overcome the five mental hindrance. So the first one is what? Yeah? Five mental faculty. First one is what? Five spiritual or faculty. First one is Saddha. Okay? Faith in the Buddha and his teaching. How do you develop this faith? Huh? This is very important. This is how you cultivate. Don't just attach and cling onto the theory thinking you know. Oh, faith lah. Saddha lah, faith lah. Okay, you will learn. Faith in what? Buddha and his teaching. True understanding who the Buddha is. And why his teaching is so wonderful. Then your faith develops, understand now. Then your mind becomes composed, calm, unshakable. Who is the Buddha? You are a Buddhist. Huh? What is that meaning? The fully enlightened one, everybody described. What is the meaning? Again, enlightened one, awakened one. All same meaning. But who is he? He is the most virtuous and the wisest living being ever to be born. Understand? That's why he has perfected himself over a long period of cultivation to become an omniscient one, a Sammasambuddha. So to have a teacher or a guide who is the wisest and the most virtuous living being in the world, you somehow don't know how to have faith in him and appreciate what he has given to the world. Very sorry for you. So don't claim to be a Buddhist if you don't understand this. Understand? No? The faith means you know this is very rare. That's why I told you in 1971 when I saw the Four Noble Truths. I respect him like anything. I have faith. This is the real one. Nobody can summarize and teach like that. Understand? Even at my stage, which is very far away from him, I can also share and teach to you. Understand? Yeah? What more the Buddha? The great beings. They really, really are very wise and full of virtue. So when you know that they are the wisest and the most virtuous living being ever to be born. His teaching is definitely very, very exceptional, beautiful. That's why this teaching can help you liberate, free your mind, and make you enlightened. Then you don't have to suffer anymore. This is the purpose of you coming in. You don't understand this teaching, then how can you understand life and live life? How can you break free from suffering, the reality of life and existence, the Four Noble Truths? You see all the interconnection or not? How the essential Dhamma, the teaching are all related, linked. And this one is connected to life, existence, applicable. We call it the living Dhamma. Not theoretical Dhamma that you rattle as knowledge, parrot out, but doesn't help you understand life and solve your life problem. So when you develop this faith, what happened to you? It will drive you to learn His teaching, isn't it? Cultivate His teaching, isn't it? So what is that second spiritual faculty? What is virya? Last time, a lot of books, Theravada book, they translate this as effort. Terrible. So this one, you have to add the word spiritual zeal. Or tenacity to learn this teaching. You should add in one more thing. To learn His teaching and eat His good sadhu, which is Dhammapada verse 183, which is in Pali, sabba papasa akaranam.
Come.
That one very important because she developed it, that's why she penetrated very fast.
Brother, this sadda and viryan, it's not what we understand from the word.
Correct.
The sadda is really like what Brother Theo says.
When it will drive you.
Yes, when you know the Buddha, who the Buddha is, right? You totally, the mind change.
Yeah, transform.
The mind change. Then you automatically go and learn the teaching.
No more doubt, no more searching. That is the one.
You do not need anything.
Nothing else.
To tell you,
correct.
Go and do this. You no need automatically. You see, you do. You continue to learn, and then the most important thing when you learn the Dhamma, your heart full of joy.
Yes. Nobody tells full you, of understanding.
Yes. Full of joy.
And that is a natural outcome.
Yes.
Because not only you understand that He is such a great and exceptional being, so unique, most virtuous and wisest. To have Him as our teacher, you should count your own great blessing and affinity. Then what are you waiting for when you have a teacher of this capacity?
A way to check when you listen to the Dhamma, to the teaching, do you have joy or not?
Correct.
If you just go in, go out, you can't remember anything, you will not know anything.
Correct.
Because you cannot cultivate the real thing,
You must have that joy. Then that thing inside there, drives you. Then you become like very interested in this teaching.
And you will change.
And you rejoice. You rejoice at the wisdom word that the Buddha teach. Everything that he teach, the essential Dhamma, is so wise, so full of wisdom and understanding. And so useful.
And then you don't have to remember everything.
Correct.
You will come up by yourself.
It's a wisdom that you already understand. There you contemplated, you reflected. No need to remember. It's not from memory. You see, all my sharing, all the retreat or what, you think I prepare anything? You can ask Sui. At home, what I do? We all go live life, we ask what to eat and what to say. Then I, at the computer, I look at the stock market, which is I'm very good, and I have to actually monitor it, because that is what I help Kayamita to do the investment and all things. Then at the same time, I also develop understanding of what I need to understand, like the social media, the world. That's why I read the news. I still read the news. Then sometimes I like the video, the swordsmanship, That one full of spiritual teaching, the Wu Xie Xiao Shuo, the modern one now a lot of very beautiful. Recently I saw one also very beautiful. All about the spiritual teaching one.
Can
I just add?
Now this Kayamitra group very fortunate. However, not necessary all the time. We are so fortunate. So I think I just like to add is that we know the teaching, we know Buddha, but we need to at least make aspiration, because I feel that
the
aspiration, I'm that fortunate along the way so many years, I finally met someone that able to actually propagate the true teaching understanding. So just like I said, don't give up. We tend to give up sometimes. We might not be that fortunate.
Because these are what we call affinity. That's why on the first day when I started, you remember in the introduction, I rejoice and tell you all, for you to be here, you have your parami, you have your past, you have your affinity, otherwise you cannot be here. Understand? So do make full use of whatever that you already have. Just like what Beng Lim tried to share, you don't take for granted, understand? Don't think that, oh, Brother Teo, every year is a good retreat, anytime I can come. If that is the case, you can never progress, because the virya is not there. The saddha is not strong. This one, spiritual faculty, you must develop it until it's unshakable. Means it becomes balas, power. Until the five spiritual faculty, they work in synchrony, it becomes power. Power means what? Everyone supporting each other. That's why saddha will give rise to virya. It will drive you to cultivate. So when it drives you to cultivate, what do you cultivate? Yeah? The first thing you cultivate is what? This morning, yesterday, just teach. What? Ah, mindfulness, sati, the third spiritual faculty. So you will develop this sati, or mindfulness. Then you stabilize it to become heedfulness. The moment you stabilize it to become heedfulness, you are home. Dhammapada verse 21 say what? Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Then why you worry? Develop this. When sati stabilizes, it becomes samadhi, you understand? Your mind becomes collected and unwavering. So this collected and unwavering, what is the meaning? Yeah. Means what?
Undefiled?
No. Not undefiled yet. Collected and unwavering means your mind is composed. That's a collected, unwavering. Means every moment when you live life, what happened? At the moment of sense experience, when you see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, tactile feel something, or thought arise, what happened to you? Because you have sati and samadhi, your mind is collected and unwavering. Means what? Your mind doesn't stir, understand? Doesn't react to sense experience anymore. That's why you can see things as they are. Understand? So this one, once you have this, the mind doesn't stir or react to sense experience. So once this happens, you can see things as they are. You can see things as they are. And this is how the next spiritual faculty, Panya, wisdom, come to be. When you can see things as they are, means you see truth, you see reality. You no longer see delusion and illusionary activity. Means like the baby, newborn, no word, nothing. Understand? Kan san, pu si san, no word, nothing. You can see things as they are. Then all the movement activity, when you observe with the silent mind, you start to understand how you function as a human. Who are you? What are you? That's how your mind stir and react to sense experience. You know, when it doesn't stir and react to sense experience, this is the difference. Last time, stir, react, habitual tendency. Entangle yourself, create a lot of suffering, misery, misunderstanding. Now, collected and unwavering, then you realize, hey, how come now I cannot get angry at it? How come now no more fear it, no more worry at it? Then you realize last time all this arise because wrong view. That's how. Lack of spiritual understanding. We have no sati to see things as they are. I don't understand. Then when I understand, I retrospectively reverse it. Means through understanding, the fourth way to meditate. The fourth way to meditate is very easy, the Buddha said. Yeah? Develop mindfulness to trace the origination factor. Remember? Then retrospectively reverse it through wisdom to liberate your mind. Then you realize with sati and samadhi, you can trace the origination factor. Then you will come to recollect and know how last time when you don't have the Dhamma and the spiritual faculty developed, you panic, you fear, then you get angry, you stir your mind. Then you realize all these are mind states, sankhara, that arise due to wrong view, wrong thought. But in the past, what did they teach you? Anger is an evil root, true or not? Fear is an evil root, delusion. So after they meditate for so long already, some 20 years, 30 years, they go in and out of retreat, they come and tell me, brother, I still got anger. Understand? I still have fear. How can I overcome this? I said, the moment you tell me you got anger, you got fear, means you don't understand. Understand? The Buddha already said, fire in me or form in mind, it's not you. Don't grasp, don't cling. So when you trace the origination factor, anger is dependent originating. Fear is dependent originating. Before you have anger and fear, did you have anger and fear? No, isn't it? So because of circumstances through the senses and your wrong view, you stir and you react and you created this. Like Hui Ning, originally empty. 本来无一物,何处惹尘埃? The dust is created by you, true one, delusion, duality, defilement. So when it's not you, why you worry about that fear and the anger? When it arises, develop the wisdom to be with it, the third way, anasana, stay with it. When you are just aware, relax, aware, what happened? That mind state dissolved, understand not? Where it's dependent oriented, no more ignorance, no more delusion, no more wrong thought, you're just silent, aware, it ceases. Then there is tranquility, coolness, stillness, the original mind return. Means all along you have the true mind, which is the stillness, the tranquility and the pure awareness nature within. You don't know how to use this. You don't know how to realize this. And you go and complain about anger. I still have anger. That is delusion. Anger was never you. Fear was never you. Then why you go and attach and cling onto it? Then what they teach you? Hey, you must suppress your anger next time. Don't allow it to arise long. You meditator, you Arya already, how can you still have anger? Suppress, don't want to get angry. Act like you enlightened. What for? That is not the teaching. The teaching is anger was never you. Why you fear anger? Anger arises because of your delusion. Dependent origin. You don't have sati, you cannot see, you cannot awaken, you cannot trace the origination factor. So to reverse all this, what must you ask? Inquire. Why did I stir my mind and get angry? Why? Because you cannot see things as they are, isn't it? You want it your way, isn't it? Which is not nature's way, your habitual tendency. So when you see things as they are, means the way of understanding the world and the people, like I share with you that wisdom which I realize, that's why it make your understanding shortcut easy. People are just the way they are. The world is the world. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. When you accept them for what they are, do you still get angry with them? No more, is it? So is there a need to suppress your anger? Yan? Is there a need to meditate until no more anger? That is real delusion. How can you meditate until no more anger? Unless you go into jhana. Understand? Cut off everything so that nothing disturbs you. That is not the way. The Buddha is not the Buddha if he is only peaceful when he meditates. He is peaceful in the midst of life. That is the understanding. So now I hope you all understand the beauty of the spiritual faculty to counter the mental hindrance. So now, mental hindrance, you ask yourself, if I have faith, my mind is composed, and full of faith, what happened? No more doubt with it. You overcome doubt with it. When I have virya, the tenacity, the spiritual zeal to cultivate, I won't be sleepy, slop and topple no more. When I have sati, I got no thought, no duality, no like, no dislike, no sensual desire, no ill will. Then the mind is no longer restless. That's why all the five mental hindrance gone. That's why spiritual faculty clear them, root them out. That's why when you have these five, you become different. Throughout the day, the spiritual faculty protect you. Mental hindrance cannot arise. That's why you are ever mindful, constantly meditating. And this is the real understanding. Okay? Don't every time quote the theory, the Dhamma knowledge. No use. When you don't have the understanding, you won't learn. True or not? The five spiritual faculty, you have heard them for umpteen years as a Buddhist. The five mental hindrances. But they teach a separate topic, not connected at all. And how to develop it, nobody really teach. Because sati and samadhi, they don't really have the clear understanding. So how to teach you the direct seeing, the pure seeing, how to insight into phenomena, how to awaken, how to realize the universal character. This is no more book knowledge. Where the book never teach all this. It has words, but it's not the understanding. That's why to have the understanding, you must develop sati. Most important, the Buddha already mentioned everywhere in his teaching. Before he died also, he reminded them, strike on with heedfulness.